My name is Reuven Levy. I'm speaking from the Yeshiva of Aor Chutz Shel Chesed in Yerushalayim. We're learning the book Gan HaShalom, the Garden of Peace. We are in second chapter, page 43 in the Hebrew version. We were speaking that was Shabbos. We were speaking last time about the concept of the wife being the moon and the husband being the sun. Just like the moon has no light of its own and it only has whatever the sun shines on it, so too our wives. Our wives get their life force from what we, the husbands, shine on them. What does that mean, what we shine on them? That means in terms of love, attention, confidence, security, etc. All the good things that we can give. If we shine on them, then they light up and they shine back brightly towards us. And if we don't, then they don't. Top. So, halfway through the second paragraph on this page. Ki af sheyesh zmanim sheishto notenet lo kavod v'chulei, aval zohi rak totza'ah. Although a man needs to give his wife love, respect, attention, everything that she needs in order to receive it back, if he wants to receive it back. But that shouldn't be his purpose. A husband shouldn't go into the marriage, any day of the marriage, expecting to receive, right? We said last week that to receive is to be a woman, right? And you can't have two women in a marriage. It doesn't work. Right, the job of the man is to give. But even though Rav Arish points out, it might be that there are times when a woman does give to a husband. It's not just one-way street. Right, a husband does get back a huge amount of love, respect, attention, etc. from his wife. However, he shouldn't expect it. Rav Arish says, though he rag tots a'ah, it's only the result. It's only the fact that Hashem wants to point out that you're doing a good job. It's Hashem pointing it out, not your wife. Your wife is still the messenger for the good and for the bad. Right? When your wife is giving you a message that is not pleasant, it's not comfortable for you, that's your wife, that's Hashem giving you a message. Likewise too for the good. When your wife is being nice to you and she's making your favorite eggs for breakfast and whatever else, right? Should also know that's Hashem smiling on you and wanting to give you encouragement. She's also a shaliach both ways. Hashem is giving you some encouragement through your wife to show you that you're on the right path. Right? When your wife does something nice to you, you say, thank you, my darling wife, and thank you, Hashem. Right? It's a recognition that Hashem is recognizing that you're doing well. Keep going. You're doing well.
Story?
Yeah?
One night I had a very hard time to do it. I felt that it wasn't... It's very hard in the yeshiva because the life I was used to, you'd always get a report card and it would say you're doing well. Someone, your teacher would tell you're doing well, your rav, your father, whoever it was would tell you're doing well. And you really don't have that here. You've been working hard and hard, and I said, Hashem, I don't know if I'm doing well. I don't know if I'm doing things right. I don't know where I'm going, and I don't hear from you often enough. And That following morning, I got up very early. My wife is usually sleeping at that hour. All of all of a sudden she wakes up and she says, I love you. And I left the house and said, I love you. She doesn't talk to me usually until I wake her up for breakfast. And all of a sudden at 5:30 in the morning, she's telling me, I love you. And it bothered me all day. And I'm not just even, why did she say that? So when I got home, I asked her, why did you tell me that you love me? Funny question to ask your wife. Why did you tell me that? She told me I felt like I've been neglecting you lately, and I told you that I love you.
Wonderful. That's exactly perfect. Exactly what we're saying here, right? Hashem is telling you that he loves you, right? And he's using your wife to pass the message, which is also very nice. Baruch Hashem. Because whatever is magia, whatever is coming to you, whatever you deserve, that's what you're gonna get. If you deserve encouragement, respect, etc., you're gonna get it. But if a person deserves to be hit right now, busy or not, to be disgraced, etc., who you kabel, a kol fi adam, you're going to get that too. A husband doesn't need to go into his marriage to approach his wife in a way of being needy. Right now I need some comfort, right now I need some TLC in the local vernacular, right? A person shouldn't go in needy, because whatever he needs, whatever he truly needs, Hashem's going to make sure he gets it. If Hashem knows us, knows what we need. So if it's actually good for me right now, that I get a lot of love and attention, because really right now that's what I need, then I'm going to walk in there in the house, my wife's going to say, sit down, put your feet up, let me make you a cup of tea, right? It's going to be ideally. I don't have to go in saying, oh, I really wouldn't mind if you're going to make me a cup of tea, and can you do this for me, can you do that for me? I don't need to ask. I don't need to go in looking to receive. Hashem's going to make sure I get what I need. Either way, for the good or for the bad. And if I think right now, actually what I need is to sit down and put my feet up and a cup of tea, and Hashem knows otherwise, Hashem knows actually what I need to do now is take my finger out and actually put in some effort, and that will actually get me out of my depression much better than being pampered. Right, so I'm going to walk in the house, my wife's going to scream at me and say, isn't it about time you fixed that thing that you were meant to fix, and go and do shopping for me, and go, right? And you have to drop all that notion of being pampered and suddenly switch into, fine, no, right, let's go, I'm going to go and do the shopping, I'm going to have to do the whatever it is. Yofi, because Hashem knows that's what I need more than I know, right? I just want what, usually I want the easy life, right? Given free choice, every day I'm going to ask for the slippers and the cup of tea and the whatever, right? That's because I know nothing. I just want the what I think is good for me, but often, most of the time, I don't know. Whatever is coming to me, my gear lead, is going to happen. I don't need to worry about it, right? I shouldn't go in worried about, or what about me? Right? My wife's needy and she needs a lot of attention today. She's had a hard day. She wants to tell me all about the big row she had with her best friend and how it's upset her. All right, and I listen and I'm thinking, yeah, but I want to tell you what I did today. I've got lots to tell you. What, you know, I don't need to worry about when it's going to be my turn, right? But I've got stuff to share. I want to also have some encouragement. Hashem is looking after my situation better than I am. I don't need to have one eye on, what about me? I can give 100% without worrying that I'm going to miss out. Right? Because I've given you, now it's my turn. I don't have to worry about now it's my turn. I give, that's the plan anyway. We're talking in theory, guys, this is not easy to do. Right? I give 100%. And Hashem knows the times and the places and the amount of return, if you like, that I need. that's good for my neshama, that's my giyali. And then I'm going to get it 100%, because Hashem's going to put it into my wife's head. Oh, no, 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 enough about me. Let me focus on you for a minute, right? And when Hashem knows that that's the right time, that's bidiyuk, what's he's going to put into her head. And if he's not doing that, then it's a sign right now that that's not what I need right now, even though I think I do. There's a bigger lesson. I need to trust that he knows that he's running the show completely, and he's not forgotten anything, including me.
Look at it, if you're not getting it, it's a kapara. You know, it's what you need at that point.
Uh-huh. Yeah, whether it's... For sure it's not a punishment. So if I'm not getting what I... Right?
Why do you say it's not a punishment?
Because Hashem doesn't give a punishment. Hashem doesn't do punishments. So let's say, for example, I've been a naughty man today. I've been looking at women and things I shouldn't have been looking at. And I come home and I get... I shouted at my wife. It's not a punishment. Even though, Ke'ilu, in my mind, I deserve to be punished because I've been doing something inappropriate all day. It's not a punishment. Hashem doesn't work in punishments. The word punishment doesn't exist in Hashem's dictionary. It's a man-made word to explain a man-made phenomenon. Hashem doesn't do punishment. Hashem does whatever's best for you. Whatever's best for you right now, but it's not. But all punishment is you've been naughty, you get smacked, right? And it's tov. It's just magia lecha for being an idiot, right? Here, right? Get in.
I understand.
Right? So everything that happens is mamash.
It's for the good.
It's in order to strengthen me, to teach me, to whatever. Only and exactly for that purpose. Okay. Ramkol. Next paragraph. Ha'ayisha mufe'elet al yidei ha'boreh b'shlimut. Right? The wife acts towards her husband in a complete way.
In a what?
Completely. In a complete fashion. Tom, it's probably not the best translation of that sentence.
Can you say it in Hebrew again?
Ha'isha mufelet al yidei haboreh b'shlemut. She's a complete agent of Hashem.
Yes.
Umovama shemeshameshet kamareh. And besides the fact that she acts like a mirror, Higam shemeshet karamkol shalabar kadosh baruch hu. She also acts as a ramkol, a speaker system. A loudspeaker. She's the speaker of Hashem. What does it mean? He's going to explain now. Shadelko hu medabe im adam, whose way is to speak to a person. Mashal. It's a mashal. It's an example. Analogy. La adam shomed becheder nistar. Of a person who is standing in a hidden room, umedabe letoch microphone, and he speaks into a microphone. The haramkol, the ramkol, that means the speaker, nimsa b'chedrache, is in a different room. He's in one room, speaking in the microphone. The speaker is in another room. Shasham nitsa adamache. In that other room where the speaker is, there's another person in there. Guy and the speaker. V'hinei haramkol matzchil lashmia tzakot v'gidufim kalfei oto adam. And behold, the speaker starts to give out shouting and insults and curses on the person. Hayel al hadach yikanes al aramko v'yanelo v'yarivlo o yitkavechito. Would it occur to the person who's standing next to the speaker to start shouting at the speaker, to start arguing with it and fighting with the speaker? V'vaday shelo, obviously not. He is going to look for the person who's speaking in the microphone. And with him, he's going to come to a reckoning regarding the insults he's receiving. Right? I'm not going to take it out with the speaker. That would be pointless. Take it out with the one who's speaking for the speaker. Kahu adam shishtot zakot ubizyonot v'talunot. So too, a husband who hears from his wife insults and arguments, etc. Yedash is Allah he medaberet. He should know that it's not his wife that is speaking to him. Allah Kadosh Baruch Hu medaber migonav, but Hashem is speaking through her throat. Lachen ein lo lagiv la not lach. Therefore, he shouldn't react to his wife. Allah lishmo ma Hashem omer lo. Rather, he should just sit and listen to what Hashem is telling you. Ve'im hu megiv lebizyonot hayotzim migonav shlishto. And if he does react and shouts back at his wife, then he's the same as that guy who's shouting back at the speaker when it starts to insult him. It's just dumb. It's not smart. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't help. And you miss the message. Tape. Second mashal from the Rav is like a tape. That means CD, for those who don't know what tape is. Right? Or no, it's actually a stick now, but tough. Anyway, they don't even have CDs anymore. Tough. Anyway, ask your parents what a CD is. V'chen isha, domel a tape. It's also like a tape. Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Hashem. Shebahu machnis klatot lefi ha'inyan. That he inserts klatot. What's a klatot? They didn't even know. Cassette. He inserts a cassette. A tape, a CD, lefi ha'inyan, according to whatever matter he wants to give over. When he wants to encourage the husband, hu machnis b'tape, he puts into the tape deck, b'ishto, that means his wife, kaletet shel nichumim chizukim, a tape of comfort, of chizuk, encouragement, but when Hashem wants to waken us up. Husam the tape, he puts into the tape deck, but he shot into his wife. Klatet shel gidufim mechirufim. He puts into the tape deck a tape of insults and sharp words. Right. Vata, and now, ayala dat la'amon mula tape, mashmea kolot giduf, lahazir lo gidufim. And would a person who's standing opposite a tape deck, listening to the insults that are coming out of the tape deck, would he argue with the tape deck? No. It would be ridiculous to do such a thing. So too, in the same matter between a husband and a wife. Aisha, he had tape shah Hashem. The woman is merely the tape deck of Hashem. Right? I won't tell your wife that. But, there you go, it's a secret. The wife is merely a tape deck of Hashem. V'adam tzarech lachshiv lishmo ma she'Hashem omer lo, litorer l'teshuva v'lo lariv im ha'tape. Right, and a husband needs to listen to whatever the tape is telling him, and not to argue with the tape. Tov. V'zeh tavei she'orim b'chush, she'hu kulo hashkacha pratit. And we see, therefore, in practice, that everything is actually hashkacha pratit. It's all divine supervision, divine providence. Upamim rabot haba makabel bizyonot lamoche hit the hagutot klafei ishto hilo mufat. And we see that sometimes a husband can receive bizyonot. He can receive a difficult rebuke from his wife, even though he happens to be treating his wife wonderfully well. And therefore you can see that in practice, it doesn't matter at all how you're treating your wife. Right? It's not dependent on that. Rather on hidden things which only Hashem knows. Right? This is good chizuk for the fact that your shalom bayit is not dependent on you. Dependent on Hashem. Yes, it's dependent on you. We have a job to do. We have to make our wife happy. And for sure, anything that we're doing wrong, we're just going to get back. Like, it's not going to go right. But even if I'm doing everything okay, I'm really doing well. I bought my wife flowers. I made a tea. And I was doing it from a really good place. I just wanted to give. And still, my wife's not happy. Why? because Hashem has put in the tape deck right now some Musa that I need to hear. And it's nothing to do with the way I'm treating my wife. It's mamash min hashamayim that Hashem wants to tell me something. And the same with the opposite. My wife woke up early in the morning and told me, you're doing great, I love you. And I'm thinking to myself, but I'm treating you like a pig. I've been really bad to you. Why are you telling me that? It's also true. It's got nothing to do with, right? It's Hashem wants to know, don't worry, I know you're working hard, you're trying your best, and whatever, right? Everything is Hashem. Einon milvadon. Right? And that's true even in our, as in our wives. There's not only Hashem, there's only Hashem there. And a person shouldn't think that after he's read Gan Emunah, Gan HaShalom, the Garden of Peace, and he's putting into practice all the good things that Rav Arash is telling us, and the Shalom Bayit is going well, not to fall into Kochi Ba'otsem Yadi. Look what I'm doing. I've got the best marriage in the world. I'm the greatest husband in the world. I'm doing everything that the Rav said. Yes. Good, you know, good for me. No, Chas V'Shalom. Hashem doesn't want us to fall into Ga'ava, to think that we actually are doing anything. We're not doing nothing. If anything is going well, Hashem is the one who's sending messages and letting it go well. And when it's not going well, Hashem is also sending messages and it's not going well. It doesn't matter, the same in business. If things are going well in business, it's not because I'm a good businessman. And things are going badly in business, it's not because I'm a bad businessman. I might be doing really well in the office, or might be doing really badly in the office. But there's no correlation to what actually happens. Whatever Hashem wants to give, he's going to give. Whatever Hashem doesn't want to give, he's not going to give. Doesn't matter how, right? Which sounds very difficult. Well, what's the point? You know, what's the point of my effort if it's not going to actually create a return? I'm not really, because I've got a job to do, and my job is to do what I need to do and not worry about the results. Results are not in my hand. What I do is in my hand. Right? I'm not. My scorecard in Shemayim is not to do with the impact I'm having, with the influence I'm doing, whether I'm being really good, whether I'm having an impact on people, whether I'm influencing people. No. My scorecard in Shemayim is only whether I've actually made an effort. If I've done what I needed to do and it was a complete disaster, I get full marks. And the converse is true. If I really messed up and I didn't do what I should do at all and it came out really successful, I've got zero marks in Shemayim. Right? Our world is results oriented, and it's hafuch, olam hafuch. Right? However you did in business, if you created a $100 million company, that's the main thing. What are the results? Doesn't matter how you acted with the staff, you treated everyone like a tyrant, you were a nightmare. Yeah. What were the results? Did you achieve what you wanted to achieve? That's important. As hafuch. Right? It's all meaningless. The results are meaningless. The results are just a yetzahara to give us the chance to fail and make a mistake and just go after the results. It's not the plan. There's no results in this world. There was only the wallpaper. There's only what Hashem uses to... It's all dimyanot. It's all imagination. The results aren't in this world. The results are only useful if it gets us, if it motivates us to do what we have to do. We've got mitzvot that we need to do. The mitzvot are not based on results. They're not based, they're just on doing. Shake the lulav. Why? Doesn't matter, just shake it. It's going to bring down rain, it's going to bring down shefet. No! Your job is to have kavanah, to do whatever you need to do. Your job is to be kind to your wife. Yeah, but she's still miserable. It's not my fault. I did my job. If I was doing it properly, Hashem will encourage me and she will be happy. Right? Tov, Hashem's not going to treat me in a way that's not going to... Hashem wants to encourage me all the time to do more and to grow, etc. So the results are only to help me to grow. And the results sometimes need to be negative and the results sometimes need to be positive in order to lead me on the path I need to go on.
I know of Chashuva Rebbetzin.
Yeah.
All related. And she told me that her father was doing very, very well in business. And they were moving out of the Alter Hein. You know, they were in a very firm area and they wanted to move up in the world. going into a newer neighborhood, not so frum. Then the depression hit, and everything, he lost everything, they had to move back. And that saved their family.
Fair. The downs are the, you know, we were learning last week from the rabbi who came to speak, that the downs are really the sorech aliyah. The downs are really what the what gives us the strength to move up, to be better. Right? Whenever we achieve, it's because we have motivation. We're going to succeed. We're going to push ourselves. Why? Because I fell. And the further I fall, the more power, the more heshek, more motivation I have to actually get up and do better. Right, so it's only the falling that creates that. So actually, it's better for us when it doesn't go well. Right? When a wife, if we're talking shalom bayit, gives us a hard time, often, I'm not saying always, if a person takes it correctly, that's much better. When it's all going easy, put your feet up, let me make you your favorite food. What am I doing then? I'm sitting there enjoying the scenery with my feet up, sipping my cup of tea, Coca-Cola, whatever it is. I'm falling. I'm not actually working at all. Top, I need it, it's good, it gives me rest, it gives me strength to then get on and do if I use it properly. Right? That's what it should be for. But there's a danger that clearly I'm just going to enjoy the absence of having to do nothing. Right? And put my feet up and I did that. If I do that for 120 years, I've got nothing when I come out of it. Right? It's not, the goal of Judaism is not to manage to retire and put your feet up and do nothing. Chas v'shalom. That's called death. Right? When you stick your feet up and you do nothing, that's because you're 6 foot under. Right? But until then, that's not where we want to be. We actually want to, in theory, if we're honest with ourselves, with being truthful, we want to be working, we want to be growing, we want to be making effort. And that usually only comes through, let's put it mildly, hizuk, musa, no, get on, no, come, right? And it doesn't usually come. It can, but it doesn't usually come through the good way. Unless we use the good way as proper motivation, then Hashem can give it to us more. If I actually use my rest, use my comfort time, use my to get his right, okay, now let's go, and I use that as a springboard, then Hashem can say, oh, you know what, I see that that's good for you, you can have more of it. But if Hashem sees that actually when I put my feet up it all just goes downhill and I don't want to get off the couch and I don't want to do anything, Hashem's going to say, that's not good for you. We tried it; it wasn't good. Let's not try that again. And that's actually a kindness, because if he lets me do that, where am I going to be? I'm going to be still sitting on the couch. So, each person to what they need. But Dov, we can also be clever. We can also see that if I use the good for the good, then Hashem can give me more of it, and it doesn't have to come the way of the difficulty to get me moving. Right? There's a Rabbi Nachman story. He's walking with his students in a village in the Ukraine, and they hear from a house screaming and crying of a woman. And they come closer and they hear that a woman is screaming and to Hashem in the Jewish neighborhood. Hashem, oi, some big tragedy's happened. They don't know what, but a big tragedy. And she's screaming out to Hashem, oy vavoy, something terrible. Rabbi Nachman turns to his students and he says to them, where most people end, that's where we begin. What does he mean? He means, don't wait till it gets to that point. Right? You should be doing that right now, from the beginning. Right? If we waken ourselves up with Hashem, help me, then Hashem doesn't need to send me down to the pit where I start, Hashem, help me, right? We can do that ourselves. That's what his body is for. That's what our personal prayer is for, to go out to Hashem and to take our faults and failures that we know we have and to really be strong on ourselves, to take ourselves in two hands, like the Rav was saying just earlier. Take ourselves and say, Hashem, Well, I want to deal with this. I want to be better. And they're not to kind of, nah, Tom, it's okay, everything's good. I'll wait till it gets a little bit worse. Because it will. Right? Because Hashem is going to give us the second chance and the third chance. And that also is available. Hashem says, Tom. Or we can take ourselves and decide. Right? Chofetz Chaim, the famous story of the Chofetz Chaim, that he used to do every day 2 hours in Bodedut. And once the students heard him through the door shouting to himself, Yisrael Meir, where were those 3 minutes? What did you do with those 3 minutes? Right? Because Yisrael Meir, the Chofetz Chaim, took himself to task on those 3 minutes, you can be 100% sure that his wife never said a word to him. His wife never argued with him, told him, rebuked him. She didn't need to. He was doing it, he had it covered. Hashem looked down and said, oh, do I need to put anything in the tape deck now? No, actually no. I just need to put in encouragement and goodness and kindness, and you know, because he's covering the that side of it by himself. We should all be zocher to see our own faults, to be brave enough and strong enough to admit our own faults, and to cry out to Hashem that he helps us, and then our wife can always give us only loving kindness.